Guessing that many of you are familiar with the phrase, come home to Jesus. I first became acquainted with those words somewhere in my childhood. Somewhere along the way, I remember my mother saying to us, her at the time, four rampaging, belligerent children, she said, "You four need to sit your little selves down right now because we are about to have a come home to Jesus talk," which sounded serious. So naturally, the four of us began to plead our case about how I didn't do anything wrong. It was this other person, like you, I think. Or about how if I did do something wrong, it wasn't as bad as that other person, like you. Or maybe I did do something and maybe it was pretty bad, but everybody does bad things, etc., etc. I learned that a come home to Jesus talk was one where the light was about to get shed on everyone and stuff we would have preferred to keep in the dark was about to come out into the light. And nobody's hands were cleaned, so, as I was once warned, don't try that Pontius Pilate stuff with me. Coming home to Jesus means things are about to get real, or about to get serious, because it is time for truth-telling and fessing up, and there's no sense in blaming someone else when it's time to come home to Jesus, which is hard. But what else are we to do right now? This phrase came to mind a few days ago when I had a conversation with a beautiful, faithful person of this parish who was also up to here with all of it. She said, "I don't know what's going on. There is no place in my life that feels like home right now. Wherever I turn, including my family, I don't want to come home to social media where 2 days ago, I promise you, someone posted the question, would Jesus wear a mask?" Oh, which is the kind of thing, to quote the great Anne Lamott, that is enough to make Jesus drink gin from a cat dish. I don't want to come home to endless ranting on television and at school board meetings and in the grocery store where someone has just lost it and is screaming at the cashier who is only trying to do their job. Where does any place feel like home right now? The hard news in the phrase, come home to Jesus, is that it's time for me to come clean, starting right here. The gospel news in this phrase is that there is a place for us to go home to. The gospel reading today tells us that Jesus is on the road with his disciples, his friends, people like you and me, people he loves to pieces, people he would and has taken a bullet for. In his own spirit now, he knows the time has come and that he will shortly turn toward Jerusalem, where his life will shine a light on things that powerful people there would prefer be kept in the dark. Thank you. And he asks his friends, "Who do people say that I am?" And they name luminaries, exalted figures. Some say John the Baptist, who at the time enjoyed enormous popular support among the people. Others said Elijah, the great prophet of God, the man of God, who did not die, but was swept up in a chariot of fire into heaven. Or one of the prophets, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Hosea, Amos, Micah. People who, through whom God still speaks to us. But Jesus says, what about you? Who do you say I am? And Peter gets it right in one breath and says, you are the Messiah, and gets it wrong in the next, urging Jesus in so many words not to shine his light where it will get him in trouble. Surely there is another way to do this. To say who Jesus is for ourselves, I think, is the beginning of finding our way home in this sinful and broken world where nothing feels like home right now. You are the Messiah of God, who binds up the brokenhearted and sets the captive free. You are the one who opens blind eyes to see the image of God in every human being. You are the one who loves the loveless. You are the one who seeks and finds the lost. You are the one whose death and resurrection sheds light on the unforgivable and brings forgiveness. You are the one whose sacrifice of love is the pattern of our lives and traces the steps we are to follow and the cross that you ask us to bear for your sake. To say who Jesus is for ourselves ends up being the way we say who we are and how we find our way home. Our nation is remembering what happened 20 years ago yesterday on 9/11. The events of that morning, do you remember how beautiful it was that morning? Like this morning. The events of that morning brought an unimaginable pain and shock and grief and rage in its wake that we are still trying to make sense of. It was a trauma that we still feel. But for me, at least, there is another part of that story, too, that our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, urges us to hold fast to when it's hard to find any place that feels like home right now. Bishop Michael urges us to remember the firefighters and first responders who knew it was bad. You can see it in their faces, in the videos that were shot in that lobby, before they grouped up together and got their gear and headed upstairs, who were willing to lay down their lives for others. But remember, too, how in those first few days after, we laid down our lives for each other, too, by treasuring and sharing a deep sense of our shared humanity. Do you remember? People, for a brief moment, would do anything for each other. I remember reading an op-ed piece a few days after, where a Texan wrote, "Today, I am a New Yorker." So that can be true about us too. That's closer to our true home, though honestly, it feels like we're a million miles away from that home now. The gospel reading this morning is a come home to Jesus word for us all. Laying down our lives from one another and coming clean is a hard word. The gospel word is that we have a home to go to in Jesus. Amen.